Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today I'd like to introduce to you the training and equipping ministry that's been developed for the believer. It is to raise up and train and equip a new generation of believers. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, it reads, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting or training of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." We live in a new period of time that is very challenging as well as exciting. More and more biblical end-time prophecies are being currently fulfilled before our eyes. The second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is closer than ever, and he is coming for a triumphant, glorious bride without spot or wrinkle, and that is the church I'm talking about. God longs for a deep relationship with his sons and daughters. It is his will that they get to know him and be grounded and deep in his love so that his living waters can flow through them out into the world. He first wants to minister to his children, to his family, to the body of Christ, and then through them out to the people in this world. God is doing something new, and it is important at this time to trust him and accept his changes. Even much of what you can encounter is unknown and somewhat strange to us. If we keep up with God, we will stay effective and be strengthened as Christians and be prepared for what is to come in the future. It is the mission and heart of Line of Judah Ministries International to build up, through the fivefold ministry, a new generation of believers that will live in intimacy with God, a generation of sons and daughters of God that can hear and receive from God. They will be trained, equipped, encouraged in their gifts and callings, and shown how to know their God-given authority and how to exercise it. A generation of believers that will live in authentic Christianity, living in the supernaturally, naturally, and ready to do the will of God. In the success of courses, participants will be consolidated in their basics of their Christian faith and will be led towards an authentic, supernatural lifestyle in Christ and into the fullness that God has provided for us. Jesus said that we will do the same works that he has done and even greater. It is time for the triumphant church to rise up in glory, the beloved bride that the Lord Jesus Christ is longing for. I would like now to introduce the courses and the subjects and how they function. Point 1. The training and equipping ministry has been developed for any believer, whether they are just born again or they have been born again for many years. The spiritual growth of that person is determined by the person themselves as to how fast or how slow they can progress through the subjects and courses. The person can go over the subject many times and if necessary before moving on to the next subject. Here we see how it's important to go over and over a subject to get it into our spirit man before we go on. You can be a Christian for 50 years, 40 years, or even 1 year. The courses are developed and designed for every believer to grow in spiritual growth. Point 2. The courses and subjects have been designed and put into an order to take a believer from being born again right through into spiritual maturity, to do the work of the ministry, and to build up the body of Christ and to expand the kingdom of God here on the earth. The courses have been designed specifically to take you step by step in your spiritual maturity so that you can operate in ministerial gifts and ministerial power. Point 3. The courses are free of cost and can be downloaded through our internet site together with the corresponding PDF notes, videos and audios when they're made available. With the PDF notes, you can print out as many as you want to. I have not put a copyright on them. They are free to print and to give to other people. The notes, the PDF notes, the audios and videos, you can watch them directly from the website or you can download them to watch them at another time. Point 4. These different courses are intended to give a solid foundation on which you are to build further through personal study and develop your own spiritual maturity and grow in ministry. What this is actually saying is it's a foundation for you. Point 5. The training and equipping ministry has been put into the English language as this language is widely used throughout the world in many countries, even as a second language. Point 6. The best way to understand the system of how these courses work is to imagine a building that may have four floors. Between the ground floor and the first floor, there is a set of stairs, and each step is you have to take each step to get to the next floor, to the next level. So the idea is when you come in at ground level as a believer, ground floor, you take the first step, which is the first subject. And each subject you do is a step that takes you up to the final level. You will find in every course there's about 18 subjects. So we're talking about 18 steps in subjects that take you to the first level of spiritual maturity. The goal of this subject of these courses is to take you up one level at a time. But between each level, there's about 18 steps or 18 subjects. The goal is to get to the roof level, which is spiritual maturity. Point 7. It is recommended that if the country in which these courses are being used is not English speaking, that the believer or the group should find a local native speaking person of that country that can also translate and speak in good fluent English. This way the course can be used in any country around the world. Point 8. Line of Judah Ministries International does not take any responsibility for the misunderstanding that can happen through the translation process. It is the responsibility of each person to check back with the original English notes or documents to have a full, clear and proper understanding of what is meant in these notes. Point 9. What I will be sharing, teaching and explaining is from my own personal spiritual growth over the years, first-hand practical experience in life and in ministry, personal study and revelation from the Word of God from the time that I became born again in the year 1989. Some of these things which I will be teaching and explaining might be a challenge to what you already know, believe or have been taught over the years. Please do not reject this new information immediately, but go to God and His Word and ask Him for more understanding and confirmation, and then if you are not satisfied with the information I've given you, you can dismiss it. What I'm trying to point out here is through my teachings and explanations, you will be confronted with things that are opposite to what you've been taught over the years. What I'm saying is please don't be offended because of the points that I bring up. I will bring up points regarding religion and tradition which are against the Word of God but may seem normal and taught normally throughout the world. Point 10. It is also important to understand that I do not know all there is to know about God, His Word and the Kingdom of God. No minister of the Gospel does. But we are also to draw upon other ministers of the Gospel who have more understanding in different areas of the Word of God and ministry experience. What I'm saying here quite clearly is collectively, when you get the right teachings from the right people, it will help you to grow into spiritual maturity. As I said, no minister of the gospel knows everything. The only minister that knows everything is Christ Jesus himself when he was on the earth. He ministered in all the fivefold ministry positions. Point 11. The word of God says that we are to prove everything that we receive, and this can be done by using the scriptures that are within the Word of God, as well as receiving an inner witness or an inner confirmation in our spirit man from God. Religion and traditions of men will distort the meaning and interpretation to the body of Christ worldwide. Finally, I'd like to thank you today for listening to my explanations about the courses, about the subjects, how they function. These courses are available to anyone, to any believer around the world. They can be downloaded and stored. They can be viewed directly from the internet. They can be shared. You can start up a social media group or a house church or a home group with these notes. They're all available for you. God has created Line of Judah Online, the teaching ministry, for the body of Christ. Why? Because many believers can't get to a Bible school because they haven't got the finances to go to a Bible school or they're working two jobs. With the ability to download the audios, the videos and the PDF notes, it means that you can store these things and at the right time you can bring them out and see them. You decide when you want to see them. It also means that you can take them to other groups of people and share them as well. You are the one who determines your spiritual growth, whether it's going to be fast or whether it's going to be slow. You determine how many times you go over a subject and get it into your spirit man. What we hear first up, the first time, doesn't fully go into our spirit man. We have to go over a subject a number of times before our spirit man receives all the truth and all the revelation from that subject. One last thing I would like to say. Christianity is a lifestyle. It is real. It's not joining a club. It is a reality in and through Christ Jesus. We have been designed to operate in the supernatural naturally. These subjects, these courses will bring you into the supernatural naturally. Thank you for being with me today and allow me to discuss Line of Judah Online, the teaching ministry for the body of Christ. I pray that God will help you grow into spiritual maturity to walk in the supernatural naturally through these courses. As the waters cover the earth, so shall the word of God cover the earth. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.